This article will be studied during the week of August 31st through September 6th. Pay attention to how you listen. Theme text: Pay attention to how you listen. Luke 8:18. Song 89: Listen, obey, and be blessed. Focus: Why we need to keep listening attentively during meetings and other spiritual programs, and how we can do so.
Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question A. How does Jehovah care for the spiritual needs of His people today? Question B. What will we consider regarding Christian meetings?
Today, Jehovah is providing us with an abundance of spiritual food. We can certainly agree with David, who sang, "Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing."
Psalm 23, 1 and 2 reads,
"Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. In grassy pastures He makes me lie down. He leads me to well-watered resting places."
Verse 5 reads,
"You prepare a table for me before my enemies. You refresh my head with oil. My cup is well filled."
One way in which Jehovah provides spiritual food today is through our congregation meetings. At these meetings, we often review information that is familiar to us. Even if we are well established in the truth, we need these reminders. 2 Peter 1:12. However, when spiritual programs include material that has been covered many times, do you find it hard to pay attention? This article can help you. We will consider why we need to listen carefully at meetings. We will also see how those who teach in the congregation can help others to listen. And we will discuss some suggestions that can help us become better listeners. But first, let us examine who is speaking to us. Remember that Jehovah is speaking to us.
Paragraph 3, question. How does Jehovah speak to us, and how do His servants make good use of His word?
Jehovah speaks to us by means of His word, the Bible. Jesus understood this. He used God's word so skillfully that His listeners were moved to ask, "How does this man have such a knowledge of the scriptures when he has not studied at the schools?" John 7:15. Honest-hearted people were thrilled when they heard Jesus explain God's word. First-century Christians, such as the Apostle Paul and Apollos, also made liberal use of the Scriptures when they reasoned with others. We, as Jehovah's Witnesses, know that the Bible is the basis for our articles, broadcasts, talk outlines, and videos. Many visitors are impressed by the way Jehovah's people make use of the Bible at their meetings. Those who have parts at such meetings make God's Word the centerpiece of their teaching, not only by reading from it, but also by showing the audience how to apply what it says.
Paragraph 4, question. What idea do the words "hear" and "listen" convey?
The words "hear" and "listen" are often used in the Bible to convey the idea of obeying someone. Therefore, when Jehovah speaks to us by means of His word at our meetings, and we come to understand what His will is, it is easier to obey Him. We can trust that Jehovah is pleased when we listen to Him and act accordingly. Why should we listen carefully at meetings?
Paragraph 5, question. What does our love for Jehovah move us to do?
We listen at meetings because we love Jehovah. The more we learn about Jehovah, the more our love for Him grows. That love stirs in us the desire to listen to Him, to obey Him, and to worship Him in the way He has set out in His Word.
John 4:23 and 24 reads,
"Nevertheless, the hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father with spirit and truth. For indeed, the Father is looking for ones like these to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those worshiping Him must worship with spirit and truth.
1 John 5:3 reads,
"For this is what the love of God means, that we observe His commandments, and yet His commandments are not burdensome."
Paragraph 6, question. At our meetings, what do we learn about helping others?
We listen at meetings because we love people. At our meetings, Jehovah teaches us how to help fellow believers and those who do not know Him yet. For example, the brochure, Love People, Make Disciples, has helped us to develop qualities that will benefit us in the ministry. Do you find it hard to engage people in friendly conversation? If so, pay special attention to the way your brothers and sisters demonstrate that skill in the midweek meeting student parts.
Paragraph 7. Question. Why is it vital that we keep listening to Jehovah?
We listen at meetings because we love life. Obeying God's word means life for us, as it did for true worshippers in the past. By listening at our meetings, we receive the encouragement we need to keep on waiting with endurance for the new world to come. Listening to Jehovah now is vital because we are in the last days and must stay spiritually alert. How to help others to listen at meetings?
Paragraph 8, question. Why should brothers who teach from the platform continue to improve in their speaking ability?
Brothers who teach from the platform, especially those who give public talks, should continue to improve in their speaking ability. A well-prepared Bible-based presentation has tremendous potential to draw people to the truth and to help fellow believers stay in the truth. Accordingly, those who have parts at the meeting should not underestimate the good they can do. If you have that privilege, consider how you might apply the following points in your talks. Although these points are directed especially to those who deliver public talks, they can be applied in principle to any speaking assignment we might receive.
Paragraph 9, question. Why is it important for a talk to be easy to follow?
Prepare a clear structure. As a speaker, you want your material to be easy to follow. The audience may become distracted if the material is too complicated. What can you do to give a well-structured talk? Here are some steps. 1. Try to make it clear at the outset what your main points will be. 2. Cover these points one at a time, pausing between main points and clearly stating the next main point before moving on. 3. Briefly review the points in your conclusion.
Paragraph 10, question. Why is it important to get excited about the material?
Get excited about the material. You will speak with enthusiasm if you develop points you love. Meditating on the scriptures and the assigned material will help you find these points. A brother from the United States who is in his 70s recalls a talk he heard when he was in his teens. "I still remember how the speaker encouraged us to meditate deeply when reading God's word. He spoke with conviction and explained clearly how to do it. That talk marked a turning point in my life. It affected my Bible reading as well as my relationship with Jehovah."
Paragraph 11, question. Why is it helpful to give practical, specific suggestions in talks?
Think about what your audience needs and offer practical suggestions. Rather than present general information, use the scriptures to give specific encouragement and suggestions. For example, the Apostle Paul gave Timothy a number of specific suggestions to help him stay spiritually strong in his assignment in Ephesus.
1 Timothy 4:13 through 16 reads,
"Until I come, continue applying yourself to public reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift in you that was given you through a prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Ponder over these things, be absorbed in them, so that your advancement may be plainly seen by all people. Pay constant attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for by doing this you will save both yourself and those who listen to you.
Think about what your listeners need and help them to see practical ways that they can apply the information in their life.
Paragraph 12, question. Why is it best to speak naturally when giving a talk?
Practice your talk out loud so that you can speak in a conversational manner. When you speak naturally instead of writing out your talk word for word and reading it, those in the audience will find it easier to listen and absorb the information. The brochure, Apply Yourself to Reading and Teaching, says, speak in a natural, sincere way that conveys how you feel about the topic and your listeners. As you speak from the heart, your audience will find your delivery more lively, interesting, and motivating.
Paragraph 13, question. Why should teachers in the congregation ask experienced speakers for counsel?
Ask an experienced speaker for counsel. How might you do this? You may want to share your notes with an experienced speaker beforehand and thereafter include his suggestions in your talk. Additionally, ask him to listen to your delivery with a view to giving you suggestions on how you might improve as a teacher. We all have blind spots, and we may not be able to discern if we are making our points in a clear and helpful way. We want to improve as speakers and teachers so that we can help our listeners benefit from the spiritual gems found in God's Word.
The picture for paragraph 13 shows a brother practicing his talk at a kingdom hall in front of an experienced brother who is taking notes. The picture caption reads, "Ask an experienced speaker to help you improve as a teacher."
How to become a better listener.
Paragraph 14. Question. Why should we cultivate the attitude of the writer of Psalm 119?
We will become better listeners by deepening our appreciation for Jehovah's reminders. We need God's reminders in order to cope with challenges that are common during these critical times hard to deal with. 2 Timothy 3:1. If at times we feel that we have heard the same information many times before, we do well to meditate on the attitude the writer of Psalm 119 had toward God's reminders.
Psalm 119:24 reads,
"I am fond of your reminders. They are my advisors."
Verse 111 reads,
"I take your reminders as my permanent possession, for they are the joy of my heart."
Verse 167 reads,
"I keep your reminders, and I love them dearly."
Paragraph 15. Question. How can we maintain our appreciation for the spiritual food we receive at meetings?
We need to maintain a positive view of the spiritual food we receive, just as the Israelites should have maintained a positive view of Jehovah's provision of the manna when they were in the wilderness. No doubt the Israelites at first appreciated the manna. It came from Jehovah, it tasted good, and it sustained their life. In time, however, some grew tired of eating manna every day. The lesson? We must never view the spiritual food we receive as commonplace or needlessly repetitive. But instead, we need to recognize that Jehovah is the source. We must remember that it is thoughtfully prepared by Jehovah's organization. We should also reflect on the reality that the wisdom we gain from it can preserve our life.
Paragraph 16. Question. What has helped some longtime servants of Jehovah to keep listening attentively at meetings?
We can become better listeners by applying practical suggestions. Notice what has helped some longtime servants of Jehovah to keep listening attentively at meetings. Ashley, who has been serving Jehovah for over 30 years, says, "Preparation is key to paying attention. If I am not prepared, I find it hard to answer and my mind wanders." Yosef, who has served Jehovah for 52 years, says, "I enjoy listening to familiar topics because viewing the material from different perspectives deepens my understanding." And he adds, "If a brother is not an outstanding speaker, I focus on the message he conveys from God's Word instead of his speaking style.
The following is supplementary information. Tips for listening well. When asked, what helps you listen attentively at meetings? Longtime servants of Jehovah shared the following tips. Sufon, baptized in 1986, says, sit up front at the Kingdom Hall to stay focused on the speaker and the videos. David, baptized in 1983, says, I pray many times to Jehovah to help me concentrate, and I remind myself that attending, concentrating, and participating are all part of my worship. Nicola, baptized in 1982, says, have the objective of thanking each person on the program for a specific example, idea, or illustration that you enjoyed about his part. Agustin, baptized in 1988, says, I always tell myself that if the faithful slave has planned to revisit a topic, it is spiritual food at the right time. Returning to the article. Paragraph 17. Question. What can you do to listen attentively at meetings?
Is it possible that applying one or more of the following suggestions might help you listen attentively? 1. If you eat before the meeting, be sure to have a light meal so that you can remain alert. 2. Arrive early and find your seat before the program starts. 3. Set electronic devices on silent mode and do not allow them to distract you during the meeting. 4. Anticipate what will be covered. 5. Stay focused on the speaker. 6. Take brief notes or make simple drawings of key points. 7. Try to think about the key scriptures and the logical order in which they are presented. 8. Ask yourself, how can I use this to help someone in the congregation or in the territory? 9. At assemblies and conventions, preview the day's theme, the subjects to be presented, and the key scriptures for each talk. 10. Prepare your heart by sitting quietly and paying attention to the music and video presentations that are played at the start of the program.
The picture for paragraph 17 shows a brother texting his friend during the Watchtower study. The picture caption reads, keep listening to God's reminders, not allowing electronic devices to distract you.
Keep listening to Jehovah.
Paragraph 18. Question. Why should we keep listening at meetings?
We should keep listening at meetings because by doing so, we allow Jehovah to lead us in the paths of righteousness. Psalm 23:3. We need the corrective counsel we receive so that we will not drift off course like a boat driven off course by the wind. Therefore, pay attention to how you listen
and apply the guidance you receive at congregation meetings.
Luke 8:18. Those who listen to Jehovah will be happy now and have everlasting life in the future. How would you answer? Why should we listen at meetings? How can brothers who teach at meetings help others to listen? How can you become a better listener? Song 87. Come, be refreshed. End of article.